is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It's just gotten more expensive to buy anything coming in from Canada, Mexico, or China. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper says import tariffs are now in effect.
President Trump slaps 25% tariffs on nearly all goods from Canada and Mexico. He's used tariffs as an instrument to extract concessions from foreign governments and stresses that
what they have to do is build their car plants, frankly, and other things in the United States.
He also says tariffs are a powerful weapon that he hopes will help stop fentanyl and illegal immigrants from coming into the U.S.
CBS News business correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
The areas that will see an increase pretty quickly are energy, oil, a 10% tariff on all energy coming from Canada. We get a lot of our oil from
China,
there.
And China has responded quickly to the 10% tariff on its good with 15% surcharges on U.S. farm products going there, including chicken, pork, soy, and beef, starting Monday. The president is also playing hardball with Ukraine, pausing all U.S. military aid that was promised during the Biden administration. Alexander Mareshko is a member of Ukraine's parliament.
Honestly, I'm shocked. This is unbelievable what's unfolding because, you know, I couldn't imagine in my worst dreams that Trump would be cutting off military aid to Ukraine when we need it so much.
Estonia has just urged the European Union to fill the void left by the U.S. freeze. The FBI's top agent in New York has resigned. CBS's Scott McFarland says James Dennehy was forced out by the Trump administration.
In a note to his colleagues, he says he was asked to submit his retirement, but doesn't give an explanation as to why. Then he pushed back after last month the Department of Justice ordered the FBI to create a list of 5,000 plus agents and employees who are part of the January 6th probe for further scrutiny.
The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear Mexico's case that accuses gun manufacturers of aiding and abetting illegal gun trafficking there. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson says Mexico's chances of winning are slim.
This might be an uphill battle, frankly, for the Mexican government because there are so many legal issues that the Supreme Court will look at. And frankly, the Supreme Court has been very open to gun rights in the last decade or so.
A new report on obesity could have parents thinking twice about how and what their children eat. Michael George is on the CBS Health Watch.
A major worldwide study by The Lancet found that obesity has doubled over the past three decades, affecting more than 2.5 billion people. Perhaps most concerning, a surge in obesity among children, especially boys, with numbers predicted to rise drastically over the next 5 years.
On Wall Street, S&P futures are down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After a jury was seated just across the state line, the Highland Park shooter is admitting guilt. In a surprising turn, Robert Crimo III entered a guilty plea to all 69 charges related to the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. The charges in Lake County, Illinois included 21 counts of first-degree murder for the 7 lives lost and 48 counts of attempted murder. Sentencing is scheduled for April 23rd. After the initial attack, investigators say Crimo went to Madison with weapons and ammunition, considering a second attack before ultimately returning to Illinois where he was arrested. A renewed partnership between WRJN and the Racine Raiders will see the team's games return to the airwaves. It all starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The broadcast from Horlick Field marks the revival of a Racine tradition. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River's South Branch project is moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. In a statement, County Executive Samantha Kirkman describes the initiative as creating a, quote, ecological gem in the heart of the city. A little history is on the pages of the Racine County Eye today. Read all about the Racine Bells and baseball online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won six of their last seven games, and they've now moved up to fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area's been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of a Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that can happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today, right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
You know how nice everybody is on a plane because they're afraid they'll die? Excuse me, pardon me. No, you go ahead. Don't worry about me. As soon as we land, New York attitude. Pilot says, ladies and gentlemen, please remain in your seats till we get to the terminal. It's like, yeah, right. Everybody starts throwing their bags on the floor. We're down, baby, we're down. Stewardess flips out, comes running up the aisle. Please, against federal regulation, you have to sit down. We sit down, I'm sitting there thinking, really, what could they do? What are they going to do, take off again? Okay, folks, you want to play games? We're up again. Now we'll show you turbulence. Hey, remember how to use those oxygen masks? We'll be good. We'll got this. Turbulence is frightening. I don't understand people that go to amusement parks. I spend most of my time trying not to be nauseous or dizzy. Excuse me, could you strap me in upside down? Yes, I'd like to be as sick as humanly possible. What is it? You wake up one morning, you go, you know, I feel great today. I really feel great. I think I'll go down to Funland and snap my neck on the back of a ride. Honey, let's bring the kids. We can get them a spinal cord injury for Christmas. Come on. Everybody I love, I want being shot through a tunnel in the dark 200 miles an hour. Come on.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine.
Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. Otherwise, help me, Rhonda, 610, local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Today, rain. Tonight, rain. Tomorrow, rain and snow, but no accumulation. You know, it's going to be too warm. Today, highs 48, 40 the low tonight, 46 the high tomorrow, but then temperatures falling in the afternoon to around 35, so it's not cold enough for snow to stick. Cloudy, 40 degrees right here at Radio Park on your home once again for Racine Raiders football. It all kicks in this May at their first game. Pretty soon we're going to have the schedule posted at WRJN.com. Of course, you can go to Racine Raiders, go to their website and check it out as well. The Racine Raiders are back right here at WRJN. Isn't that great news? Hey, we announced that yesterday. It's like old times again. High school sports with Dick Graceffa. Yeah. We're saying Raiders are back. Wow, it feels good, doesn't it? Here come the Beatles from 1970, Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Though they may
From the Academy Awards, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. Well, just Mick Jagger, actually, at the Academy Awards. He looked great wearing a tuxedo, introducing the Song of the Year. He was very good. He was excellent. I was really shocked. The guy's in his 80s, prancing around. Looked pretty good, yeah. There's a new workplace term kicking around called task masking. It's when people spend a lot of effort just trying to look busy. Stuff like walking fast with a laptop under your arm, and typing really loudly. Or you could do what George Costanza did on Seinfeld. Just to make it look like he was busy, he had papers on his desk, and when somebody came in, he went, "Oh, come on, what?" He used to say it like that, and it made it look like he was busy. And you know what? It worked. All right, for today, our forecast, rain, highs near 48, rain tonight, lows 40, rain and snow tomorrow, no accumulation, highs 46, then falling off to 35, right now cloudy and 40 degrees, here at Radio Park with local news and timeless hits, it's WRJN, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was a bit of a slow weekend at the box office. Prognosticators say that is most likely due to the fact that it was Oscar weekend. Captain America Brave New World was number one at theaters for a third week in a row. The news is a bit of a surprise as it did not review particularly well with critics or audiences. The film pulled in $15 million over the weekend, bringing its total to $163 million domestically. This is a bit of a surprise because movie-going audiences who like a little action had another choice in the film Last Breath, a film about a scuba diving team trying to rescue one of their own. Last Breath drew a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes and has decent star power with Woody Harrelson leading the cast. Coming in third place was the horror film The Monkey in its second week of release, and holding down fourth place was Paddington in Peru. Fifth place, Dogman, which has shown incredible staying power. Get it? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Ooh, my.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Hey, hey, Paula, I wanna marry you. Hey, hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you.
Paula, 625, local news, Tamlicitz, WRJN, on your home for Racine Raiders football. Wow, they're back, and they're where they should be, right here on WRJN. First game's in May. We'll keep you posted on the schedule here at WRJN. Well, scientists in the UK have created a new variety of banana that stays fresh for 12 hours after you peel it. The bananas will launch later this month in several countries, including the U.S. and Canada. They're made with edited genes. That's slightly controversial. Now, I said that they'll be available in the U.S. and Canada. They will not be available in Britain. That's the country that came up with the idea. That should tell you something, right? 625, right away. Here's Del Shannon at WRJN. Del Shannon, Runaway, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. This guy in Michigan bought his dad a lottery ticket for his birthday. It hit for $1.1 million. Said his dad used to buy tickets at a very specific liquor store, so that's where he went to get one. You know what he won't do? Tell us the name of the liquor store so we can get one of those winning tickets, huh? Come on, don't be so stingy. Tell us where you got it. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Local News, Timeless Hits here at WRJN. Ah, here's a Bob Dylan classic. He's blowing in the wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the
Bob Dylan wrote it. Peter, Paul, and Mary had a big hit with it, Blowing in the Wind. If you get a chance, see that movie, A Complete Unknown. Timothy Chalamet plays a great Bob Dylan in that film. I mean, he is Bob Dylan. Such a young guy, too. He's in so many movies lately. What a great actor, Timothy Chalamet. Great songs, and the movie takes it right up to when Bob Dylan goes electric and starts playing the electric guitar, and nobody likes it. It's a good movie, though. A Complete Unknown. Check it out. 6:31 right now at Local News. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala gave his first State of the City address last night. He highlighted a 12% decrease in crime and increases in building permits. The mayor's speech addressed the city's housing shortage. There was a discussion about relaxing ordinances for temporary housing and a proposal for an affordable apartment project in the Wilson neighborhood. The speech last night came before a regular council meeting. The Racine Raiders are returning to the airwaves. A renewed partnership has been announced between WRJN and the legendary semi-pro team. It starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors May 3rd. The game will be broadcast live from historic Horlick Field. There's been an increase of dead birds seen along Lake Michigan's shoreline. The reports run from Racine to Green Bay, and it's raising concerns about bird flu. The Wisconsin Humane Society has admitted more than 30 birds with suspected bird flu. Those are euthanized due to the severity of the illness. If you do come across a dead bird near the water, you should reach out to the Humane Society. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's maple syrup season in Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And in Anago, Jim Adamski is busy. He owns and operates Adamski Sugar Bush, and he says that while the weather is one element that they have to worry about, tariffs are another. Adamski explains how Canada influences Wisconsin's maple syrup price.
For the syrup price, is really based upon, you know, syrup that's produced in Quebec. And really, it's the syrup price that's set by the Production Federation in Quebec. And then we take our dollar value, and it's the exchange rate of American money to Canadian money that really dictates the price of maple syrup in the U.S. You know, so with tariffs and everything that are going on, it's really hard to say how it's all going to play out, because if the Canadian dollar stays strong, it could bring a stronger dollar for, you know, maple syrup here in the U.S.
Jim Adamski from Adamski Sugar Bush in Anago, where maple syrup season is underway. Adamski hopes that he'll be able to stretch the season into April, but he said that all is dependent on the weather. They need daytime temperatures in the 40s and 50s, overnight lows back in the 30s to extend their maple syrup season.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
And the judges get busy today as the U.S. Champion Cheese event starts at the Rush Expo Center in Green Bay. More than 2,414 entries for them to make their way through. The general public is welcome to observe the judging and do a little sampling free of charge today and tomorrow from 10 until 3. The U.S. champions will be announced on Thursday at 2 o'clock. Follow all the details at uschampioncheese.org or their Facebook page. That's a look at food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Last time I was in Florida, I'm walking past a newspaper stand. I look into the stand. The headline on the newspaper reads, "Local man robs Wendy's with alligator." What did you just say to me? I read it, I still said that out loud. It was incredible. Oh, and also, oh yeah, that's all you want to say? You don't want to add any more to that? Like, I don't know, maybe tell us if the alligator was an accomplice or a weapon? How about that? For real. Did this guy rob a Wendy's with an alligator, or did this guy rob a Wendy's with an alligator? There's a huge difference.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts
thoughts escaping home. Where my music's playing home. Where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Homeward Bound, Simon & Garfunkel, 6:39, local news, timeless hits. It's your home for Racine Raiders football. It kicks in May all summer long, every Saturday night right here at WRJN. Well, the website eatthis.com put out a list of the 100 unhealthiest foods on the planet. Here are the top 10. You ready? Potato chips, white bread, processed meats like bacon and hot dogs, french fries, fast food burgers, cookies, microwave popcorn, donuts, ice cream and cake. That is my dream menu. What are they saying? It's no good for you. This is what I'd live for. Come on. I think I love you. Here come the Partridge Family now.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head. And spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. And so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
David K. Cassidy, lead singer there with the Partridge Family, I Think I Love You. I once took my cousin, this is back in the 70s, I took my cousin to go see David Cassidy in concert. I've never seen so much screaming from girls in my entire life. Every teenager was screaming when David Cassidy took the stage. You couldn't even hear anything. But I'm telling you, she loved it. I didn't get it, but about 5,000 screaming teenagers did. All right. Speaking about performances, Billy Joel, 75 years old, means that every fall is a potential tragedy for him, and he took one about a week ago at a show in Montville, Connecticut. Billy went down at the end of It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, lost his balance after twirling his microphone stand and tossing it. After the fall, Billy got back up, did one more song down the show. Fans expressed concern online because, you know, Billy's getting up there, 75, and there's been no word about his condition. Now, I saw the fall. He takes his microphone stand and just twirls it around at a high speed and then throws it in the air, and he stepped backwards and just lost his balance. He could have tripped over something for all I know. But he got right back up again, so I think everything's okay with him. You know, he didn't call me to tell me, but I mean, I think it's okay. Hey, you're waking up this morning. I'm sure this is how you feel.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
City, Janet Dean, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Rain today with a high near 48. Rain tonight, lows 40. Rain and snow, no accumulation at all. Highs near 46 tomorrow, then falling to 35. It's too warm to have accumulation. Cloudy, 40 degrees right now at Radio Park. Coming up at 7:05 today, we're going to talk what's going on downtown. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation is going to be in here. Got a lot of events coming up, including the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up real soon. So we'll talk about all that coming up in just a few moments. 6:47 right now. Want to hear about a real hero? I saw this. I actually saw the video of this. A school bus driver near Cleveland saved 15 kids on Thursday after their bus burst into flames. Officials said there was some kind of mechanical issue and the fire started behind one of the back wheels. The whole bus gutted by fire, but the driver kept going back in and kept getting every kid out of that bus safely. Nobody hurt. Thanks to that bus driver. What a hero, huh? Today is Fat Tuesday, and at O&H Danish Bakery, that means poochkies. These generous ice-filled donuts will be available in all your favorite varieties. So call, stop in, or order online today. Remember, there is no substitute for O&H Danish Bakery's freshly made poochkies. So pick up several for your family to enjoy. Order online at stores.ohbakery.com. Call or stop in. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Spring is finally here, and so are spring projects. So get them started at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. Save on products like pressure washers for $69.99, 42-inch roller cabinets for under $500, plus 30% off Hercules corded power tools. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 3/9/25 while supplies last. Limitations apply, so spring in before it's over.
We know.
your home of Racine Raiders football this summer. Actually, it starts in May, before the summer starts. Right here at WRJ and Racine Raiders football is back. Hey, next time you're playing a game with someone, whether it's cards or a board game, think carefully who you're playing with. According to a poll, 14% of all people say they always, often, or sometimes cheat while playing card games and board games. Good to know. Ba-da. Is Monday, Monday. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Rain with a high near 48 today. Right now it's just cloudy, 40 degrees here at Radio Park. Citigroup accidentally credited a customer's account with $81 trillion instead of $280. Sorry, no backsies. I'd like to see him go in. I want to empty my account, please. That's $81 trillion. In cash, by the way. Yeah. 657, local news, timeless hits.
You become a part of me. Everywhere I go, your face.
and the Vandellas, Martha Reeves, Nowhere to Run, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, this woman in England, her name is Mary Thomas. She just turned 107 years old. She's from Jamaica. She moved to the UK in her 70s. Her husband passed away 30 years ago, but they had 8 children together. Now, check this out. She has 8 children. She now has 25 grandchildren, 40 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren, and 5 great-great-great-grandchildren. Do you know anybody who's got 3 greats after that? I never heard of that before. Hey, it's 7 o'clock on the nose right now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Cusick and Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump's promised tariffs are now in effect. 25% on goods from Mexico and Canada, 10% on imports from China.
They can't come in